It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates, recommendations, and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
In that grade school knife attack at Sauk Rapids, Minnesota yesterday, the kids injured are 8, 9, and 13. The boy who brought a kitchen knife from home and cut the students is 8, a second grade student, second grade. He was stopped by adult intervention, police said, and then released to his parents. So you're thinking about a Mexico vacation to get away from this winter that seems headed toward June? Well, do you really want to go to Mexico? And are you thinking of flying an airline that isn't one of the long established, they've done this every day for years, air carriers? We haven't heard of all of those 250 travelers stranded in Mexico by Sun Country Airlines got back home. Sun Country canceled its flight due to haul vacationers back to Minneapolis last weekend because of the big winter storm in the Midwest. Indeed, there were many canceled flights, but Sun Country said they didn't have a plane to bring those folks back, that the travelers were now on their own down south of the border. Minnesota Senator Tina Smith is asking for a Department of Transportation investigation. Sun Country is not a fly-by-night carrier, if you'll pardon the expression. They've been around for 35 years, but they have fewer than 30 planes and said they couldn't spare another one to get those folks set adrift down in Mexico. From This Week in Agribusiness, Brazil's already big crops from this past winter might be getting a little bit bigger. Mike Coronier, the respected crop analyst traveling down there this week in Brazil, has increased his estimate for the country's corn crop by 1 million tons after seeing fields that are better than expected. Mike has not boosted his Brazil soybean estimate, but he notes that with all of the trade war talk between the U.S. and China in recent days, Brazil's soybean farmers, now in the final stages of harvest, are enjoying some of the strongest cash soybean prices they've seen in years. A lot of her fans are still wondering about that tumble that singer Carrie Underwood reportedly took on the steps of her home in Nashville last fall with a serious injury to her face. After months of speculation, Carrie was out there on stage last night looking just fine for the ACM Awards. Oh, and in case you were watching and wondering, Reba is 63. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, what would they say? I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.